Oh, no, no, Washington Post drama critic Peter Marks wrote recently, not Eugene O'Neill. This in reaction to an ambitious O'Neill festival underway at various theaters in the District of Columbia. To many, O'Neill is the playwright of miserable people in miserable families, leading miserable lives full of misery and booze. Yet, he was an American master, 4 Pulitzer Prizes, the 1936 Nobel Prize, even an early work written 2 decades before his most famous plays, Long Day's Journey into Night, The Iceman Cometh, shows his skills.
I jumped up and got away without waking her. That's all.
I think I understand. I've had the same experience.
Not the same!
Drama fellows at now, Arena Stage are rehearsing a long-lost O'Neill work, Exorcism, a play in one act. It was written in 1919 when the playwright was 31.
I felt suddenly stone cold sober. I grew conscious. Could I have your pencil?
Yep.
I grew conscious of soft breathing.
20-something actors Enrico Nasi and David Olsen played down at the heels chums living together in a tawdry New York rooming house in 1912. One, Jimmy, has been dumped by his wife. The other, Ned, kicked out by his wealthy father, and he wants a divorce. Ned is desperate.
Yeah, after hitting rock bottom, he decides to take his life.
Enrico Nasi plays Ned. He is saved by his friend Jimmy, actor David Olsen.
And it's autobiographical. It's based on a real experience that O'Neill had when he was in his 20s.
Surviving a suicide attempt, O'Neill turned to writing.
I believe actually in the introduction to the play, it says he traded the romance of death for the romance of art.
For a public reading of the one-act play, the actors rehearsed dialogue O'Neill wrote in 1919. David Olsen says O'Neill is the playwright who first put American vernacular on stage.
It translates fairly well. We can connect with it very well.
It's so rich, it's so full.
The young actors like O'Neill's use of colloquialisms like these.
I'm sure I could make a touch on him for a 10 spot, maybe a 20.
Right. Like the old man kicked me from his family fireside. I'd be a wise guy indeed, but I'm talking rot. You know,
it takes you to a different time,
it's a different
doesn't
era.
It?
Yeah.
It's a different era in America.
And yet you understand, it's utterly clear. You know exactly what the meaning of it is.
Very crisp.
Exorcism is not a great work, but its themes, struggles with family, with self, with, yes, miseries and booze, will be developed as Eugene O'Neill himself develops. By his death in 1953, he was a dean of American theater. So Exorcism, a play in one act, is a kind of portrait of the artist as a young man.
And it seemed to me that suddenly everything I had ever done, my whole life, all life had become too rotten. My head was pushed under, I was drowning in the thick slime of loathing poured down my throat, strangling me.
After it was performed in 1920, Eugene O'Neill destroyed every copy of Exorcism, or thought he did. For more than 90 years, it was believed to be lost forever. Then the Yale Library got a call from a dealer who said he had a copy of the manuscript. He'd bought it from the estate of a screenwriter named Philip Yordan. Yale Library's then curator, Louise Bernard, explains how Yordan got the manuscript.
It seems that Philip Yordan had been a friend of Agnes Boulton, who was O'Neill's second wife.
She's the mother of Una O'Neill, as a matter of fact, who married Charlie Chaplin, yes?
Correct,
okay.
Yes. So after her divorce from O'Neill, she had apparently kept manuscripts that she perhaps wasn't supposed to keep, but decided to gift this particular typescript of the play Exorcism to Mr. Yordan. And she sent it apparently as a Christmas gift. It emerged again in its original brown envelope with Christmas stickers on it.
And so Yale bought this manuscript. So why did he destroy all the copies?
I think that's still open to interpretation. Obviously, it wasn't his finest work. He was still very much an apprentice playwright at this point. The play was written around 1919. It was produced in 1920. But he would go on to win his first Pulitzer Prize just the following year after the performance. So whether he felt that this was work he didn't actually want to be aired to the public would be one interpretation. The other is that he was really revealing very personal things about his life at the time of his suicide attempt in 1912. And that this was something that he perhaps regretted. His father was dying at the time that the play was first produced. And so I presume that he chose to hold back on that kind of very personal detail.
Well, there's some sort of precedent of reluctance, I guess, on O'Neill's part, right? Because the work that's considered his major opus, Long Day's Journey into Night, he writes it in 1941, but it didn't get produced. It didn't get published in his lifetime.
Correct. It was Carlotta Monterey O'Neill, his third wife, who overturned the stricture that he had placed on the play, that it was to be restricted until 25 years after his death.
So wife number three, Carlotta, breaks the embargo, and Long Day's Journey into Night gets produced and published. Now we've got Exorcism, thought to have disappeared, not only being published, but also put up on a stage in a reading in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. What about the morality of putting it on when he so wanted Exorcism to be destroyed?
I think it's an important ethical question. Certainly we have to take into consideration the rights and feelings of the creator of the piece, but at the same time we can also place this particular play in a very rich context. I think because we have Long Day's Journey into Night, we're better able to make sense of the importance of exorcism and to really understand it in its contextual sense, that we are able to appreciate this with great hindsight in a way that O'Neill himself may not have been able to. But given that he had really trusted Carlotta with the legacy of his career, I think we're also following her recognition of his life and work in producing this play and publishing this play.
Louise Bernard was curator at Yale's Beinecke Library when the lost manuscript of Eugene O'Neill's early play, Exorcism, turned up. The one-act work is being given a public reading at Washington's Arena Stage this evening as part of an O'Neill Festival that runs here through May 6th.